and I worked at Eden Lilly's.
Did you go there straight from school?
Yeah, 14. Half a crown a week, apprenticed for the first 2 or 3 months. So it was, I was in an apprenticeship, as you might say, on the haberdashery, and they took you through the different departments. And there used to be a photography department right opposite in the doorway, a little kiosk in a way, very small counter, and a lady photographer and a receptionist. And as time went on, I was 17, and the receptionist married an American, and the job was going, and I fancied it. And so I was allowed. I changed jobs, and that kiosk was Leach's, a brick house, and they had 31 studios around the country, of which this was a shop within a shop, as you might say. So I was no longer actually Lilly's. I was paid them by Leach's, but we came under all the Eden Lilly rules of coffee and tea lunches. We came under the firm's rules and regulations.
So what did you have to do in your kiosk?
Me? Oh, booking appointments, sell the photographs. You see, we were rationed on film, so you could only take so many in a month because you didn't have the film.
But how did you ration it then?
You booked appointments, you had proofs. I think it was about 3 or 4. And when the appointments covered the film, that was it. You couldn't do any more. It usually lasted out nearly a month. It was well planned, and of course it did a lot of business with children, with fathers being abroad. It was 1942 when I went to Lilly's, so we're talking about 42, 43, 45. Yeah, be there 20, I suppose. I've been there and enjoyed it. I loved it.
How many years did you work for the photographer?
Nearly all my life. Dad died in the April, and I was 21 in the July. But I was born 1927, so you could work it out from that.